Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. We got this story. A Dunkin' Donuts worker punched a 77-year-old customer because the customer called him the N-word, and he's got 2 years of house arrest. But, you know, Ryan was just talking about some other stories, too, and I figured we're just chilling tonight. I'm feeling like the allergies have really smacked me in the face.
Is it bad?
It's bad, dude.
You know what's an interesting thing about these drinks, by the way? That I don't know if this is exactly what you said, but normally when I'm cranking through waters, I feel like I have to go to the bath. Like, I got to pee way off more often, whereas this...
It's got salt in it, bro.
Oh, the electrolytes. Yeah. You're absorbing it probably more.
Yeah, it's got, is that what it is?
It's got what plants crave, bro.
Yeah, I got to... That's maybe my secret weapon now. Because I'm a known, like, most podcasts I have to pee 3 times.
This is what I was saying about getting dehydrated.
Small bladder.
We have a bunch of really good water. We've got these, like we have a really nice filter. It's like 2 9-stage filters. And so I'm like, I'm getting the best possible water you can get. I'm going to keep drinking this. And I didn't realize.
Filters out everything.
Yeah, no, because.
Too good. The water's too good.
You need salt in your body.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't getting enough salt. So I had to get Gatorade. So I bought these. And then like the next day I was like, my whoop was like, you're back to normal and better. And I was like, wow. Huh. I felt real sick. It was weird.
It
like,
can tell your feeling. Hydration levels, the whoop?
No.
No.
But
just the other stuff that attracted.
I felt a sickness I've never felt
before. What day?
This was like a couple weeks ago. I can't explain the sickness. It was like...
It might be COVID, man. It might have been another realm of COVID.
I went to the doctor, bro. I got blood drawn. They did tests. And they said, you're very dehydrated. Wow. Yeah. And I said, how is that possible? I drank a bunch of water. Like earlier today, before I came here, I drank 2 bottles of water because I was worried I was dehydrated. And they said, because you're drinking water, you need to... He was like, drink Gatorade. And I was like, okay.
Oh, the doctor told you to drink Gatorade?
Yeah.
I get it.
So I bought this.
Yeah, those are better. These don't have food coloring in them.
But you get
that's
the
so
point. He was
Gatorade
saying, he
that.
Said, you're not getting any salts. So what's happening is you're drinking all this water because you're thinking you're dehydrated, and the water is stripping the salts out of your body, and your body can't retain the water, so you're getting dehydrated. And I was like, that's weird.
Oh, and by the way, that brisket was way too salty. I know what you're talking brisket? About. There was some brisket in the fridge I had. I took one bite. Yesterday, you were like, sometimes you get a brisket, and then 4 bites later, it's too much salt.
No, I was talking about corned beef hash.
Or that maybe corned beef hash. There's like a sub in the fridge of like corned beef or some shitty
corned
meat.
Beef hash is like, you guys
too
ever
salty.
Corned beef hash?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You know, what I was saying is that like you get to order a corned beef hash for breakfast. That first bite is
so good.
The second bite is okay. The third bite is like, and the fourth bite is like, I'm kind of over this.
It
now,
needs to have like a really good, I usually get it, but it's always with like other stuff. It needs like a perfect balance of like, you know, eggs and potatoes to kind of like balance.
And yeah, like what you do is you take a bed of potatoes and you cover it a full plate of corned beef hash, and then you take like half a thing of Hellman's and just, you know, cover the whole thing.
Oh.
Dude, you don't want to be able to see any of the potatoes. It should be all.
Can
right
I tell you
innings.
Something? I don't know if you ever had this, but if you're a Hellman's guy, but and you're doing something like this, get Kewpie mayo. I don't know if
Kewpie?
You ever. It's this Japanese mayo. I'm telling you, you'll never eat another mayo.
How do you spell it?
We were going to talk about this guy punching the dude.
Kewpie. It is
Kewpie.
I'll send it to him.
Unreal. I'm telling you, you will never eat another mayo.
Have you ever had that mayo that's like made from peas?
No.
It's like,
gross.
It's
it's vegan mayo. Yeah. We had that a year ago or so.
But if you like slathering stuff with mayo, QP mayo.
Oh, dude, I drown stuff in mayo.
So dude, get mayo. QP. It's
and sour cream.
Japanese mayo.
Basically, if it's a white creamy sauce, it's just every. You know what I'm talking about.
Jokes aside, that's a big thing that you guys don't have here that in where I'm from. You don't eat pizza without dipping it in, you know, ranch sauce or garlic sauce. That's a very normal. I would dip everything in ranch and garlic sauce.
We do that.
Yeah, we do.
Probably no. Wait, I live in New York City.
No, New York City doesn't because they
elevate
pizza.
We got pizza for my birthday.
So you have them here. That's not very normal in America the way
Papa John's includes garlic sauce with every pizza.
Yeah, Papa John's a little bit.
Yo, these Canadians, man.
No.
That's New York.
What was just that? New York. Oh, that's New York is adamant.
Yeah.
No,
that was, yeah, but no, that was his Neuralink.
Yeah, they're
mayonnaise, mayonnaise, sour cream.
Yeah,
you got it. I'm telling you, just try this QP mayo.
Good idea. I'll send it to you,
You'll
Tim.
Look it up, yeah.
So let's talk about complex social issues. And,
okay.
You know,
of course, yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing that we were just talking about that it's funny. So I went to see the movie theater, and it's always makes me laugh how all the people that kind of are. You know, covered in tattoos and, you know, piercings and whatever kind of look like me are all the most worried about COVID. Like you go there and they're all, they have their masks on the whole theater, like the whole movie I went to and you go, and then just your average person's like done with that on the subway. So it's just such a wild thing where you go, the person who's going to a party to do, you know, drugs and
it's a cult, bro.
Yeah. It's a very interesting dynamic where, it's like I'm this wild like counterculture of New York, but I'm make sure I'm follow every single rule.
Yeah, but they also you're like me. You think that they dress like someone who was countercultural 20 years ago, but they probably work at like an ad agency for some like Fortune 500
or company. A bartender or something. Or that,
you gotta dress up like a clown. You want to be really punk rock? Dress up like a clown.
That's how you really do.
I'm not kidding. Fucking you see how the punks used to dress? The whole point of dressing the way they did was to shock and scare people and to offend them. And so Sid Vicious would wear a swastika because he was like, fuck you, basically.
Yeah.
Dress up like a clown for work and that's punk rock because everyone's going to be
swastika is still pretty shocking.
Right.
It's too bad.
But the connotations are...
Maybe it's like, sort of Nazi clown.
So, I mean...
Yeah.
Well, here's the issue. Back then, it was a shocking thing and people would question. But today, the Nazi thing is so weirdly cultish already. Like, the left... would start crying and freaking out. It's not going to have the same impact, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, I saw someone ironic really Nazism.
It would have a different
I saw
impact,
someone at the Trader Joe's by my house with really bad face tattoos. Like, there was no real... They weren't... They looked like he maybe did them himself.
Oh.
And I was like, that is... Everybody was looking at him. He was walking around, and I feel like that's kind of on par with the clowns.
Though. Well, for sure. But if you're in that sort of rap scene, I go... When, you know, I was a musician when I was, 20 or whatever. I'm just lucky that I was a musician what I did. Cause if I was a musician 10 years later, I'd have my face full of tattoos. Cause I had a decent amount of tattoos for my cohort, but I would have probably just had a lot of tattoos for the new one. Was it there? Your average musician, bass player, and nobody band has got full forehead of tattoos.
Well, I noticed there's one tattoo on your arm that says, "We must secure the future."
Was that, yeah.
Whoa.
Racerealism.org.
Okay. Do you guys want to talk about this guy?
I'll tell you what, that was reminding me. Someone was sent me that there was some weird video of Zelensky.
Let's talk about Zelensky.
This is just one more
thing.
We talked about this other video. Well, I got it, I think, sent to me in my Patreon, I think. I'd have to go through because I didn't save the link anywhere where I'd be able to find easily. But basically, he was saying, you know, when there's these blonde, blue-eyed kids getting killed, like basically trying to appeal that there's some higher level of... No one's seen this?
Mm-mm.
So he basically goes, you know, there's all these kids, these blonde, blue-eyed kids. Yes.
Oh, he's essentially saying, like, hey, like...
There's American white people getting killed.
Yeah, there's white people getting killed.
Yeah. I guess he assumes, like, everyone in America is so racist that this will work or something.
Yeah, he goes, hey, you guys have a hierarchy of this stuff over there now?
Yeah, but is it... But he was having the interview on the news, and the newscaster was kind of like, what? But what a wild, wild...
Let's play this clip, huh? Check us out. This is President of Ukraine, Zelensky.
Дальше будет еще лучше, потому что уже три недели.
What are the Banderites? Принят...
They're the neo-Nazis. They're the Ukrainian neo-Nazis.
Yeah, Stepan Bandera is like the guy that started this so, far
right. Right. So he just said that he's got a position in the Banderites, and they're all laughing.
So he's doing a bit where
this is the only way to make a career in Ukraine. He says.
Yeah. But he's basically doing a bit where he's like calling home. Or
you should pull up Stepan Bandera after this.
That'd probably be the equivalent of now being like, oh, I just got back from Charlottesville.
Yeah. Wow. He says we can take property and money from Russians.
Isn't that fucked up?
The same applied to the Jews. Whoa.
Но потом пришел главный бандеровец Коломойский и запретил.
Look at these uncomfortable people.
Сейчас учу английский язык, чтобы забыть русский.
Americans are helping him learn English.
With the help of American mercenaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Который у нас тут на каждом шагу. Кстати, я женился во второй раз.
My name is Vadik.
На Вадике. Для нас, европейцев, это нормально. Сегодня наш президент, ну, самый главный, который у нас, самый главный президент, Барак Обама.
Today our president, the most important one, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Пообещал, что мы скоро вступим в НАТО.
That we will join NATO soon. When's this from?
Пока, естественно, на
Обама years, but...
прихвостня.
Yeah.
Если есть возможность, друзья,
if you please send
вышлите,
Hitler's
пожалуйста,
book.
Мне книгу Гитлера «Майн Кампф». А то у нас разметают.
They're sold out here.
Бывало, утром выхожу на балкон
Wild.
И начинаю делать зарядку.
And then he does some...
He does. He's doing the Nazi salute now. So, I gotta be honest, like, I don't care about him making these jokes, to be honest. You know what I mean?
No, it's not, I don't think the takeaway is that he made wild jokes and...
No, this is like canceled. Speaking truth to power. This
yeah.
Isn't like
right. The interesting part is...
The left supporting it.
No, well, that is a separately funny, but I'm saying the, to me, what's interesting about this is we're kind of having all these conversations, like, is it... Oh, is it NATO and is it, are
well,
they kind of just
like,
puppets for America?
Yeah, like why is
whereas
doing
to
that?
Them, it was like, obviously
right,
we're puppets
right,
to
right, right.
It's almost like a truism to joke around about, like, yeah, we all know who's really in charge.
Yeah, right.
And that's like a, it's so true, it gets a laugh.
Right.
Whereas if everyone's like, that's not true at all. Like if we said, oh, Biden, we all know who's secretly in charge, Bernie Sanders, no one would laugh because there's no like real truth to that,
yeah,
right?
Like, what?
So when you say it, who's that, it's such a commonly accepted thing that there's actually
not to mention
to
there's nowhere in any sort of media, especially in America, who's at least trying to say like, hey, look, this is the reason Putin is doing this.
Right.
Like, whether he's right or wrong, like they're like he's not just doing this just because he's bloodthirsty.
So
like,
you guys,
he has like, a reason behind this.
Do you guys think that Zelensky was working on this TV show and they came to him and said, we need an actor to pretend to be the president. You've done it before. Want the job? Anyone sure?
I mean, crazier things have happened.
He was the president on the show before he was the president.
Right.
Yeah.
He played the president.
But you're saying, did they see this and ask him to do the president thing?
I'm saying the conspiracy theory is that the West saw him pretend to be president and said, let's just make him the president.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that happened.
People just voted for him because they were like, he's a president.
Well, I mean, there's a step between that where he, you know, started to got into politics. I don't think there's a shortage of, you know, entertainment figures that kind of, you know, flip around with the idea of getting into politics. I think somewhere along the way, it's kind of felt like this could be the guy,
so,
right?
So you guys know how that whenever Twitter says something has been debunked, it usually means it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over on the What's Happening tab, it says there is no credible evidence the federal government was involved in planning the January 6th insurrection. Fact checkers report.
I think they did it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Shit.
That's Veritas.
Thanks, government.
Well, that was one of those ones where they basically asked. They go,
who's the guy? That guy that they can't find still?
Ray Epps?
Yeah.
No,
but they would go, oh, were there any, you know, CIA involved in this? And they go, I can't say. You know, they always just say, well, we can't say. And you go, kind of strange that you kind
Why
of...
Why can't you just say no?
Yeah.
Seems like, you know...
It's exhausting, man. You know,
because they've said no for other ones. It's not like they can go, we never answered those questions. Like sometimes they do.
People were saying like, Tim, why don't you take a day off on your birthday? And I'm like, I can't just take days off for like my birthday. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. Taking a day off for, if you want to take a day off, you take a day off. But like your birthday when you're in your 30s. Like,
it's not even like a milestone birthday.
It's like actually like a detrimental day.
I wish I weren't having another birthday.
It's like, oh no. 36.
Well, 36 is a nothing birthday.
I'm half dead, Ryan.
35, 36, 37. They're all kind of the same age. Yeah. 38. You have freebies till 40.
I'm half dead. 72, man. That's.
No, you're in your first third. You're in your first trimester.
No, this is half, bro.
I don't know. I think you're going
to
get
once you get that Neuralink.
You live to 72.
I don't know.
They used to.
Klaus Schwab, they're doing some stuff.
I'll say you're wrong again because, first of all, yes, you're going to get rejuvenated way more, but also, I don't know if you can really count the first 6 or 7 years if you're not going to count the being old years. You're more conscious when you're old than you are when you're two.
I've been getting NAD since I got COVID.
You like it?
What's NAD?
Nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Karen does that a lot. Our friend Karen.
What is it?
So, simple answer is it's like a vitamin.
An anti-aging thing.
That's what they say, but you're taking it's like a vitamin drip. So you're getting.
You get the IV.
They inject you with it, and it's painful, and it makes you feel like you have anxiety. But I'll tell you this: like my eyes were fixed. This is the crazy thing. So I think my eyes were strained from staying at a computer screen all day, every day for like 4 or 5 years.
What else did it fix?
And I didn't realize my blood pressure has like gone to like above average like ranges. My heart rate variability is now that of someone 10 years younger than me.
Are you less tired?
Less tired, more energy. I'm sleeping less.
How often do you have to do it?
So you're supposed to do it between 4 and 14 days. But you got to
do it every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, we have this.
They come over here,
and then
how much is it?
You can get it for like $800, and then if you get like the boost package, it's like $900 because then they give you extra vitamins.
So you're supposed to drop like $20,000 a year if you want to really have this in your
system.
This
is for people who can afford it.
Yeah,
truth be told, like regular people do it all the time.
But you think
they do it one time? You know what I mean? Like you save up a couple. You save up for like 6 months. Yo,
why would you do it one time if it goes away?
Check it out, check it out. So here's what happened. The first thing that happened was Joe got us all this treatment when we all got sick. Like Joe
Arpaio?
Yes. Yeah. Rogan was like, you know, he was telling me to go like the long story.
Tim was going to introduce me to Rogan.
Find a doctor, get it done. And then, you know, when we got this doctor who was giving us the basic treatment, he asked me, he's like, are you taking vitamins? And I was like, yeah, I take like vitamin C and D every night. I was like, bro, you got to do more than that. And then I was like, what more can I do? And he was like, NAD, dude. He's like, you can take NADM. What is it? NMN.
NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide. That's a precursor to NAD.
Right. You eat it and your body makes NAD, or you can get the NAD directly injected. And so we had this lady come out and give us this, this NAD treatment. And, the next day I could see everything.
It's a coenzyme that causes your body to regrow these proteins called sirtuins. One of these proteins measures the energy in your cell. So when your cell divides, if the proteins aren't working right, the new cell doesn't have enough energy and it'll clip off the end caps of the chromosomes to compensate.
Telomeres.
And that's what they call aging, the telomeres. Yeah. So this regrows the sirtuins, these proteins. So your measurements are more accurate. So when the cells divide, they have enough energy. You don't age.
So David Sinclair's really into that.
Check it out.
That's how I heard about it.
Yeah. I woke up and I could see everything perfectly. And I think what's happening is I stare at these screens all day, every day, and it's screwing up my eyes. And so I wear contacts. My prescription hasn't changed in like a decade. So it's like it's stabilized. But what's happening is you get older, you get macular degeneration. It's harder for your lenses to focus. One treatment, and I looked out the window and it was like I was 15. I was just like, holy shit. I could see like every shadow, every shade, every twist. It wasn't even like I could see it, like my brain was processing everything all at once.
That much better.
Fuck, dude. It was amazing. And then,
give this puppy a shot.
When I first started doing it, my blood pressure was high and I had been doing a
Joe, if you're listening, send me one.
So I had been doing a diet. I call it colloquial keto because it was mostly keto, but not like I wasn't measuring. I wasn't trying. It was high fat, high protein. And they take your blood, your blood pressure and your temperature and all that stuff. And she was like, you know, it's kind of bad. And then I was like, I'm not eating that much salt, which clearly turned out to be a problem. I was like, I'm not eating a lot of carbs. I'm exercising every other day. How is my blood pressure this bad? No, for real. Like it was high. And she was like, you need to eat better and exercise. I was like, what does eating better mean? And she was like, fresh veggies, meats. I'm like, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
She's like, exercise more. I'm like, yo, I'm on the half pipe every day. I had lost like 20 pounds. And even when I was like 20 pounds heavier, I was skating every day. And then after the NAD treatment, after like a month, she came back and she was like, whoa. She was like, this is the best I've ever seen. And every time we've had her come for the treatment, she's been like, you're better and better. So I got the whoop.
Do you need less sleep?
Yes. Check this out. The Whoop tells you what your recovery is. So last night my recovery was really bad. Allergies, I think, did it. Like, I'm miserable right now. Like, I was...
When did
like,
you do it last?
2 weeks ago. So the next one's coming up this weekend. But check it out. When you get the treatment, the next day the Whoop is like, your recovery is 99%. Like, it's just all maxed out. And it's the craziest thing because it's not like I go into the app and I tell it I'm getting a vitamin drip. But there's so much improvement happens in your body that, like, the app knew.
I'm writing this down.
I woke
Karen
up.
Karen does it in New York.
Yeah.
My friend goes and does
it.
Just writing it down to get it.
Yeah.
But so here's what
I'm going to do it once and see how it goes. I mean, if you have way more energy and you need to sleep 2 less hours, I mean, it could be worth it.
I imagine it would give you years of value. One treatment. I got one treatment. Years of value out of it.
Yeah. It heals you. Like, my eyes instantly just, like, were better. So people report HD vision or crystal vision after getting it. And I think what this is, it's not that you can see better because I still wear contacts. It's that your brain is processing the information better.
Yeah.
Like, you're like de-aging.
You get a little cloudy.
They say intermittent fasting. This is what David Sinclair has said. Intermittent fasting and berberine, or metformin, which is a diabetes medicine that lowers your blood pressure. But if you don't want to take metformin, you take berberine, which is a plant extract. And those three things combined, and with resveratrol, seem to be they're increasing mice lifespan by like 2.5 times. I don't know the actual numbers.
Well, but what you do is, and here's what we're going to take it to the next level, right? So every other week we're getting NAD, and we decided that if we take some young athlete males and pay them for their blood, we can actually take their blood and inject it straight into our veins and replace our old age. I'm kidding. Yeah, but you know, people say,
like, what movie is this?
People
do that.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be laughing.
Is that a joke or was that?
No, people do that. You know that, right? Peter Thiel really do? We've read about it.
Yeah, that seems like something Peter Thiel would do.
I just want to get this adrenochrome thing out of my brain.
It's bullshit. In the 109.
Adrenochrome is bullshit.
Is it really bullshit?
Yeah, dude. Like, look, if when we know the rich people are just getting blood transfusions from young people, you know they do this, right?
I mean, people do get, like, blood transfusions.
Essentially?
So what it heals your organs. So rich people will hire like 4 20-year-old gym rats who eat healthy and work out at the gym, and they'll be like, I'll pay you $100,000 a year. What do you got to do? Once a week, you give me a blood transfusion. We swap blood.
Transfusions a lot, yeah.
And so, but it's like you're doing it once a month and you're getting paid 6 figures and you're a guy who naturally just likes working out and being fit.
And you do think it works a lot? Do you know anyone?
We know for a fact it does. So the reporting is that Peter Thiel does it. Let me see if I can pull it up.
They're saying adrenochrome's oxidation of adrenaline.
Is Bezos doing it?
I don't know.
He's looking
so
pretty good.
So TechCrunch says
he looks like
not.
He's on hard nootropics too.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if Peter Thiel is actually doing it. Vanity Fair says he wants to inject himself with young people's blood.
Yeah, maybe just
but there are a lot of stories about this where rich people.
I think it was that Peter Thiel wanted to inject himself with a young blood.
Oh, I see how it is.
Well, yeah, of course.
He's a hot gang member.
It may be bullshit. Check it out. Vox says it's bullshit, but I don't trust Vox. So
what's the startup?
Vox. What's the what?
What's the startup called?
I don't think it's a startup. I think
Vox
people are just going
like
and buying blood.
The intellectuals.
It says, buying young people's blood won't stop you from aging, but what about injecting it? It doesn't say
Peter
that. It just says buying it.
Has reportedly expressed interest. It was a storyline in Silicon Valley. The practice made its way to the FDA. Let's see. What do we got here? The FDA warns consumers. Limited studies. There's no benefit. The FDA.
Ambrosia.
The company. It doesn't say what the name of the company
Ambrosia.
Is? Ambrosia. Oh, okay. Where does that say that?
Down. Good eyesight.
There you go. Ambrosia.
I love Control F.
There you go. The FDA didn't single out any blah, blah, blah. One prominent company in the field is Ambrosia, San Francisco-based startup. Yo, people are doing it.
This says they studied adrenochrome from the 50s to the 70s, found it could be a potential cause of schizophrenia.
Yeah, it kills you, dude.
Has no current medical application, but that's from Wikipedia.
Let me tell you what happens to these conspiracy theories. Rich people want the blood of young people. Like Vox is reporting, a company is paying for it. Some conspiracy theorist hears that and then says, rich people are kidnapping children to drink their blood. And it's like, bro, you were like, you took a right turn.
Yeah.
The road is there, but then you just slammed the gas and veered off.
Also, when you say conspiracy theorist, you mean someone who writes for some sort of mainstream media outlet and just they go, nobody's going to give a shit if I say that they're not stealing the blood. You gotta say you're getting illicit means, and then
so the conspiracies. Here, you know, my favorite conspiracy is that Barack Obama was shuttling boys and girls to DC because that email where he's like
hot dogs,
and so we literally order hundreds of dollars worth of hot dogs and pizza, you know, every few months from Chicago,
just to post it
Portillo's and Giordano's. But that's what Obama was doing. Yo, we have parties, and I'm like, guys, have you ever had Portillo's? And people are like, no, we're getting the beef and the hot dogs, man. Giordano's? No, we're getting the Giordano's.
She posts the receipts.
And so, no, I just tweet, like, we just ordered, you know, $300 worth of pizza and hot dogs from Chicago, and then people just like to fuck with people.
Yeah.
But that's what Obama was doing.
I'm mostly,
he's literally
did they
like,
say he's rubbing it in their faces?
Oh, yeah, people lose their minds.
That's like, what wow. Danny would post. He had a thing where he was posting stuff like that, and then they would post photos of him being like, look at this, he's rubbing it in their faces that he's a, you know, a pedophile or whatever.
Yeah, but then one of these people shows up to your ass and they fucking try and shoot you, man.
The
so.
Most concern is the people coming across the border illegally that are being flown, like kids being flown to random cities around the United States. Like, what are they? Where are they? Where
what
are
do you
they?
Mean to be sex trafficked?
Are they or blood trafficked? Like, are they being adrenochromed? I don't know.
What
are
if vampires are real?
Well, I guess they are, and his name is Peter Thiel.
Apparently,
just
yeah.
get the NAD, man. So you get NAD,
blood trafficking,
nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and then you get B vitamins, C vitamins, A, D, or whatever. And so,
does it hurt?
The first one does hurt.
It feels like the inside of your body is being worked out, like a lot of pressure on your organs.
And for like an hour, it hurts.
Yeah, for no, like 2 hours. But you can turn down the drip, so it doesn't.
You
no, it's yes. more like just stress.
Yes,
it doesn't hurt as much
but,
after.
But you're
no,
given,
and when they turn it off, it's completely back to
okay.
normal.
You're given an anti-nausea medicine and a painkiller. You get Zofran and Toradol, and so you're feeling good.
Yeah, Toradol's pretty
but,
strong.
But here's the best part. So she can, they can make it go as fast as you want, but you don't want to go too fast. I think Joe Rogan.
He said he goes, I do it in 10 minutes.
No, it's bad. It's crazy. I'm like, Joe's the one who recommended it to me, but I read about it and it said your body just pisses it out. It immediately just says get rid of it. Yeah. You got to do it over 2 hours at least, like a good, it's between 2 and 4 hours. So your body has a chance to absorb it all and
so
put it all to work.
So you sit there, what do you do? Listen
sit
to
there and watch TV?
I slept for
play
part
video
of
games.
That was nice.
I was
you're doing it at your own
you
house.
Slept?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was playing Horizon Forbidden West.
Can you do it? Do you, oh, so in New
no,
York,
no.
does Karen go there?
Yes.
You, where?
Or does they come to your
no,
house?
No, you go,
she
you
goes
go to them.
She goes to like, it's supposed to
but you car. Guys got him to come here.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're rich.
That sounds better. Yeah. yeah.
So, like full disclosure too, I don't want people to think that like, is this like seriously a rich person thing? Like to every other week pay a
little
couple
grand. Well, I mean, it's not that wild to be, you know, every couple, like if you do it, you know, every month or two, then you're in for like, you know, $6,000 to $10,000. It's not like completely out of the question.
If you do it, the average person will do like once and they'll see tremendous benefits. I'm not giving anybody advice.
I'll try once.
But then you, all of a sudden you're like, I want to keep it up because after 2 weeks it wears off and you start falling back into your, you know, your body isn't producing as much. As you age, your body produces less NAD. So you're basically supplementing it.
It wears off after him. I thought he said it hooked him up good for a year.
I think you'll get residual benefits for a couple years
yeah,
after you do it.
I would agree with that, but
the main thing that I
the major effects
struggle with in general is just that I feel like I, as I get older, I need more sleep.
Yeah.
Like it's, I and I don't get it. So
you want to know how much
I'm in decent shape. I'll sleep for 7 hours. I eat decently, and I'll just be kind of like
well,
tired.
Try sleeping on your back.
Quality's bad.
Sleep on your back with your arms over your head like this, and it opens your diaphragm.
Let me.
It'll help your rest. You'll
I
get more
sleep.
Rest.
I
in
sleep
your
with
sleep.
Sitting up.
Because rest and sleep are different.
Let me tell you.
So
something.
You want to get a restful
right.
sleep?
Let me tell you guys something. How many hours of sleep do you think I got last night?
Six.
What do you think?
8 hours.
5.
3 hours and 44 minutes.
Wow.
How many hours do you think I got the night before?
Of actual sleep.
Actual sleep.
I mean, I don't know, 8
hours. 6:31. 6 hours and 31 minutes. Monday, I got 7 hours and 8 minutes. Sunday, I got 4 hours and 33 minutes.
And this is on your watch?
So this thing tracks my sleep.
How can it tell?
It knows from your heart rate variability, from your breathing patterns. It knows if you're asleep.
Moving. Like, yeah. Yeah, it has a...
So let's say March 1st, I got 6 hours. March 2nd, I got 5.5 hours. Thursday, I got 6.5 hours. Friday, I got 4 hours and 47 minutes.
So you never, yeah. Is that,
6 hours.
But is that like you're lying there for 7 or 8 hours? But
so it is, last night I was in bed.
What percent, what's your average percentage of sleep versus lying in bed?
So last night I was, in bed from 2 a.m. to 7:28 and 3 hours and 44 minutes was sleep. So that means, I was watching Attack on Titan all night last night.
Well, I don't include I don't mean the types where you're watching TV.
I was watching TV for like, from.
Yeah,
like,
I don't include that. I'm like, so basically, do you get to, basically, I'm like.
I was in bed for 5.5 hours, but I was sleeping for 3 hours and 44 minutes.
It's not very much, yeah.
No, well, let me clarify.
I mean, that was,
I was sitting in bed watching Attack on Titan for 2 hours, and then I laid in bed after, like, I decided to turn it off. I can't turn that shit off, dude. Attack on Titan, such a fucking awesome show. Jordan Peterson says you got to watch it, so I started, and it's really good.
What is it?
It's crazy.
It's about, it starts with a bunch of people who live in the city with three walls. There's one massive wall, then a massive inner city wall, and then another inner city wall. And outside the third wall, there are 4 meter tall, 15 meter tall, and 60 meter tall titans, mindless creatures that eat people. And so they got these things on their legs that shoot cables called omnidirectional mobility gear so they can zip around. And they have swords because the only way to kill a titan is to cut its, cut the nape of its neck. So basically humanity's been wiped out and this is the last city on Earth and they're fighting gigantic monsters. I'm not going to spoil the show for you.
I'll watch it. I like it.
Where you watch it?
The first season's on Netflix.
Okay.
But I'm watching it on Amazon now. So the first season is like your anime adventure fighting monsters. Your second season is a political thriller and that's where it gets good.
Is it animated?
It's anime. Yeah.
Oh, it's animated.
The second season is about everything that's happening right now. And that's why Jordan Peters, I don't know if he actually said to watch it, but people were claiming he did.
Okay.
And so everything you're seeing now, it's season two of Attack on Titan. So I don't, I'm going to spoil a little bit for you guys, all right?
Joe Biden.
Corrupt government is manipulating the people to maintain their wealth and status, and they're willing to sacrifice all of them to get what they want. And the people are starting to figure out the conspiracy and what the government's doing and why they're doing it. And shit starts breaking down. It's pretty badass.
I'll hear, dude. Oh, next, Japanese. I hear the season next false three. Flag is aliens. Have you guys heard this?
Yeah, that's
like for real that they're gonna.
I honestly, gonna be like, alien with invasion. All the stuff that they have, you know, they had when Trump was in office, and they, you know, they had the footage from the Pentagon, and they're like, it doesn't seem like anybody cares.
I know.
Dude. That's like the most bizarre thing is they go, yeah, there's probably aliens. We have some weird footage. We can't explain it, and people are like, yeah. Whatever.
It's not gonna be aliens, bro. It's gonna be moderators.
What do you mean?
It's gonna be game moderators. People are going to see like a white cube just blink into existence and some like crazy looking ultra jacked 7 foot guy is going to walk out and he's going to be the most like the strongest, most powerful. He's going to be able to run super fast and teleport and he's going to be an admin. He's going to be like, I'm just here to, you know, regulate the code and the simulation and fix some problems. And people are going to be like, what the fuck is this? And the military is going to try and stop him, but he's a game moderator. He's got GM powers.
I guess you always question what that thing is. Why now? Like, why haven't they?
Simulations.
Because the technocracy
end,
got its, it's got its overview now. They've been trying to do the technocracy since like 1913 or 1915.
What's the technocracy?
Where like the technical oligarchs are in control of society, like Klaus Schwab, yeah. John Rockefeller. They want to like oversee and manage, but they didn't have the tech to oversee everyone. Now they can track everybody with, so like now they're unleashing the momentum because they finally
and then,
have,
but in terms of the aliens, like though that's where they're watching and they're going to come or they're kind of in cahoots.
They're going to make fake aliens.
I think they're fake. That they're using like Tesla tech and they're using talking plasma to make it look like
fake aliens.
Yeah, they're going to. It's a false flag. They're going to make people think we're under attack.
How easy is it to rally
the militaries and get all this funding and
how easy is it to make a UFO? Ian brought this up on the show and it's a good point. You take three lasers and you put them 5 miles apart and you have them intersect in the air. People will see the lasers intersect as a ball of light.
It's called talking
and they can make
plasma.
It go like this. They can make it move in ways you can't fathom. And people will see it and say, how does something move so crazy and so quickly, not realizing it's just a laser being pointed, like a laser pointer.
But I'm saying they released video of these fighter jets seeing these things and literally people don't give a shit.
I know. Yep. Then you read about talking plasma. It's pretty obvious.
I mean, it's crazy that nobody cares.
What's happening is there's actual drones also. So they're conflating them. You'll see the radar moving and that's talking plasma, but then you'll see actual drones that they've had since for like 100 years, Tesla's technology and what Bob Lazar saw working on a drone program.
Now he lied.
So maybe he lied, maybe he's lying, but
Bob Lazar,
I think there are also
saw a little green man. You know this guy?
I think they put a dummy in the fucking thing and were
didn't.
Like, to make him
that's
sound crazy.
Bullshit.
Yeah, disinfo.
They talked about him a lot on Coast to Coast, Bob Lazar.
Yeah, and he's like, I watched his video from the 90s and he's like, there was a little green man standing there. Asked about it today, he goes, it was a puppet. I must have been wrong.
Oh.
Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Really?
It's because back then the idea of a little green man made sense and now it doesn't and it discredits his story. Because if they're like, if there's a little green man, where the fuck is he? He's like, it must have been a puppet.
Yeah, Zeta Reticuli was bullshit, I think, when they told Bob Lazar. These are from Zeta Reticuli. They're just giving him bullshit in case he went rogue.
No,
he was like at the school or whatever where the...
Yes. And then they erase his records and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and he's the guy where, like, the school, like, he just, like, landed in this, like, elementary school doing research.
Yeah, he was like a janitor or something. But you know, it's funny. The government was probably like, hey, this crazy guy saying bullshit trashes records to make it people believe it because, like, it throws them off what we're really doing. Because they're probably working on stealth tech or something. And then they're like, we don't want people exploring it, so send them in the wrong direction. Make them freak out about this guy. So they throw a... This is what they do with conspiracy theorists. It's what they do with Pizzagate.
give him the wrong info to keep him off the trail and make them him sound delegitimize crazy. Themselves.
That's right. Yeah. Because what happened with Pizzagate...
Pizzagate was the gold standard of that.
There was an email that said...
Make it radioactive.
You left a handkerchief here with a map on it. And, you know, whose is it? What's a map? A minor attractive person. This is actually the word they use. So you get an interesting story about someone saying, would you rather party with pizza or pasta? And all of these people start saying things like, it's proof they're pedos, and they go in this direction, when in reality, they're probably doing cocaine. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. The email said, would you rather party on pizza or pasta? You know, which would be more fun? What would make sense if you said, would you rather party on boys or girls, which would be more fun? Or would you rather party on crack or meth, which would be more fun?
Coke or MDMA or
right.
something.
The drugs makes more sense. And we know these people do drugs. They're probably smuggling drugs. They're partying. They don't want anyone to find out. So they throw out this, you know, bullshit conspiracy theory, and the conspiracy theorists run after it. There was so much shit they made up. It pissed me off. And the conspiracy theorists, like, their evidence came from a random 4chan post that was randomly posted. Made no sense. They were like, pizza means boy. And then they went, yes. Mm-hmm. And then all of these people believed it. Because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, Obama is just ordering 85 boys.
Right.
Also, they didn't even have a basement in the pizza place.
Oh, they right. don't.
A guy shot the floor. It is
right.
a creepy pizza place.
But you're
place,
right, though. There is a lot of weird stuff going on, and they, you know, put those out to, yeah, like you said, but essentially a false, I don't know if false flag is the right word.
Wild goose chase.
No, yeah, but yeah,
red,
wild goose
red
chase.
Red herring? How would you?
Yeah, that's it, right?
That's one of them, yeah.
Friends, I think we got to wrap it up because I'm dead.
I hope you feel
brutal,
better.
Brutal. But thanks for hanging out, man. It's been a blast.
The,
a fun show.
The drip thing isn't working too good, though. You're getting
allergies, man. Yeah, and Sunday, you know. So, but thanks for hanging out. It's been a blast.
Always fun, dude. Always thanks for having us.
Thanks to everybody who is a member. This is you watching. This is the birthday present. So thank you all very much. I really do appreciate it. And we got more work to come, and we'll make it through these allergies. And we'll see y'all next time.